The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. There's a lot of guys out there.
And we're the good ones.
Mazel, morons. Welcome back to the Good Guys podcast and the best podcast on earth.
Number one in your hearts. Number one on the charts. Maybe number two on the charts. How do we get to number one?
Oh man, we're gonna have to get real political and real religious.
I think we just need to like shift our topic of conversation completely. No longer be in comedy. Like what's the most niche podcast chart? Like that's what we need to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is it like,
let's look.
Is it like we should look. Like what is like, where could we easily start charting?
You always,
let's take a peek.
We think that, and then all of a sudden you're like, you figure out that like in Life and Style, there's a podcast you never heard of and people are gaga over it. Okay.
Government, yeah, technology. Yeah.
Ooh, technology. No. What?
Fiction.
Ooh. No, we can't do tech. What? We can't do tech.
Fiction, leisure.
We're good at leisure.
Kids and family.
Jimmy Kimmel during the Oscars made a couple kids smoking jokes.
What do you mean?
Wonder if he's been listening to the podcast. He just said a couple of times, like, I don't remember the jokes, but he made jokes about kids smoking cigarettes.
They should make a Zyn-like product for people under 18, maybe with no nicotine in it, but just so they can feel cool.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that Ricola reached out to me. Ricola saying that while they can't send us a Ricola vape, they can send us lozenges.
No way.
So if you'd like some lozenges from Ricola, I can absolutely hook that up.
I'm telling you, this podcast between Ricola, Paige Jeans, and Equinox, we are overpaid, my friend.
Merrill.
Shout out, God bless.
Shout out Merrill, my aunt, not the company.
You have an aunt, Merrill? Shout out.
No, I don't. I wish I did. Merrill's a great name. I'm still looking. There's a chart. Oh, top charts. All right. I guess we just stay where we are.
I like it. I like a slow climb.
It's good. It's good. No pressure. Continuing to grow one step at a time.
I want to be like Van Gogh and become really famous after my death and die from syphilis. Yes. Sorry.
Yes. Yes. That's ideal. When did Van Gogh live?
1800s. Let's see. We have the internet. We can check. But I'm telling you, Van Gogh, yeah. Babe, he kind of had it going on. I mean, he did lose his mind in his 30s and cut his ear off, but... And what? Now he has cool exhibits that are all projected on walls.
The second half of the 1800s?
1890.
What'd Marshall say?
1853 to 1890.
That's not long enough. I don't want Van Gogh. Also, cutting off your own ear. I never understood that. Why did he cut off his ear? Do we know? Just because he was crazy?
Think so. He had a tough life.
Yeah. Yeah. Understood. A lot of people have tough lives and don't cut off their ears. I'm just saying.
I know. But sometimes you got to make a stand. If you had rid of one body part, like what are you going with?
My hips. It's essentially liposuction. Ugh. Like I'm just, you can take my muffin top. Would that be considered like equally as heroic? He cut off his ear. He cut off his muffin top.
He cut off his pepperoni nips. The bravery. He'll go down in history.
Yeah. Yeah, my muffin top. What about you?
I mean, if we're talking real, I mean, I guess the first thing to go, I think everyone, you go a toe. It's in a shoe 12 hours a day. You're not going to miss it. Anybody sees it, they're going to assume that you got into like a lawnmower accident. They're not going to be like, oh, you had to sacrifice a piece of your flesh to stay alive. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I do. Yeah, toe's easy. If the hand, I don't want to lose any fingers, but I feel like if I lost, I don't know what toe, but I could do probably without my fourth toe. What's the name of the fourth toe? Do you know?
The ring toe.
Is it a ring toe?
No.
Yeah, I guess so. The ring toe.
I will say a toe ring tells me everything I need to know about a person.
So uncomfortable. Like, what do you do about it with the, do people have toe rings?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah, babe. You never been to Cancun?
Should we get matching toe rings?
Toe rings just say a lot. If you get a septum piercing, it says a lot. If you dye your hair purple or blue, it says a lot. Shout out.
Have you ever pierced your ears? Have you had a pierced ear?
I have both ears pierced, actually.
Really?
Yeah, bro. I fuck.
Where? Where are they pierced?
I fuck. They're the lobes, classic, like wherever they do it at Claire's Accessories.
And have you ever put like a big fat diamond in that piercing?
Cubic zirconium, sure. All through my teens.
Holy smokes. That is so rad.
Yeah, dude. There are seasons of Drake and Josh where I have two earrings in.
What? Really?
Yeah. Gold studs, babe.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I was 300 pounds. I looked harpooned. You know?
Oh my God. I used to joke that I'd pierce my ear.
Never.
Wouldn't work for me. Just, can you imagine me with a pierced ear?
I could see that for you. What about?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I think you should get one tattoo before it's all over.
What would I tattoo and where?
I mean, once you have children with your beautiful wife, that's easy. But, you know, you do something
for them. I'm not tattooing
their
names. If I'm getting a tattoo, I'm getting like a tiger on my arm.
You think you'd go big? You wouldn't just have like a little like dainty if, like mine?
If I'm like, if I'm getting a tattoo and I'm like, okay, this is happening. I'm going against personal beliefs, getting a tattoo. I'm going all in. I'm going all in. What are you? Actually, I'd get a nice Theo on my arm. A nice King Charles Cavalier.
That would be incredible.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right here, right? But big and colorful. No, not colorful. The colored tattoos are a lot.
Color and tattoos, I'm not the biggest fan of, but I like that. A nice portrait of your pooch. Gorgeous.
That would,
in memorial,
that would be nice.
May his memory be a blessing.
I'm just not hard enough. Like, you got to be really hard.
But you said, like, you said go against
you got
your,
some hardness.
Your beliefs. Like, do you really believe in Deuteronomy?
I believe, I personally don't believe in, I'm just not an inker. It's me. I don't like to ink.
Interesting.
And I also, I don't know, I like to do right by my grandparents. They would be upset and I want to be buried nicely. I don't know. It's just not for me. But to each their own.
It's so interesting how you pick and choose your level of devotion to your religion.
I pick and choose all over the place. I do.
I get it. I don't think that's bad.
But I'll tell you why. I pick and choose because at least picking and choosing to me means that I'm on the path towards something.
Mm.
Eventually, I'd like to pick and choose less. Eventually, at some point, I'd like to be at this place where I've picked, I've chosen, and I've settled.
Sure.
At 31, I'm not picking, choosing, and settling. I'm picking and choosing still, figuring out what's comfortable, continuing to grow along my not only religious journey, but this journey we call life. And eventually I'll land somewhere that feels comfortable enough for me to teach my kids.
I like that. I think your kids learn primarily from the example that you set as the way you live your own life and not from what you tell them. And
totally.
I was listening, Joe Rogan interviewed Kevin James recently, and it was a great interview because I'm a big fan of Kevin James. And Joe Rogan said, the advice I give to all young male comedians is, you know, when they're either trying to figure out like what should they do, how should they go about it, and he always says to them, be the guy you pretend to be when you're trying to get laid. Like, be that guy, right? Like, be really interesting and really funny and like all the things that you would want to feel attractive to someone. And then he also said, and live your life like a documentary crew's following you, and you want it to be a good documentary. And I was like, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. We should get Kevin James on the pod. You know, he's a New Yorker.
Oh, he would fit right in. He lives on the island.
He does live on the island. I've actually seen his house, and I've seen him in a bathing suit outside his house.
That King of Queens money is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice spread.
Oh, yeah. Also just a very, I think, underrated show. Underappreciated. Jerry Stiller, fantastic.
The great Jerry Stiller.
Leah Rahimi, also great.
Say it. What did you just say?
Isn't her name Leah Rahimi?
I love you. That's so funny that you just said that.
What's her name?
It's Leah Remini.
Leah Rahimi.
But it's also funny because my wife's friend has also pronounced it Leah Remini. And we were like, I don't think it's
either.
Well,
that's very wrong. Oh, you can't compare
here
the
you
two.
Are judging Rahimi.
Leah Remini? What is she from Harry Potter?
Hermione's Leia sister, Remini. Leah Remini.
Leah Remini. That's, it can't even, all right, Leah Remini. It's not Rahimi?
No, not even close.
All right. Well,
that's incredible.
Still a great show.
Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support, 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Look, if you're looking to cope with stress or relieve anxiety, manage depression, or any of your mental health goals for 2024, Cerebral's the way. Now, whether you want to try therapy, psychiatric medication, or both, Cerebral gives you a safe place with clinicians who are vetted, credentialed, and trained to help you feel better. And they'll work in tandem to allow you to have like a treatment plan that's really going to be personalized for you. And the best part is it's over the computer, right? So you can take it with you. There's no commute and you feel safe. It's a one-stop shop in the best way during a time where you might be feeling vulnerable and really need someone to help. I'm a big fan of Cerebral. I've used it. And to get started on your path towards better mental health, Cerebral is giving our listeners 15% off their first month of online therapy, medication, or both. Get started at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code GOODGUYS. That's Cerebral, Cerebral.com/podcast and use code GOODGUYS to get 15% off your first month. Make 2024 your best year yet. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. See site for details.
Should we get to some speak pipes? Because we have some barn burners today.
I would love to do a speak pipe. I love speak pipes more than anything.
Shout out.
Love them.
Shout out Marshall. Marshall's suggestion.
Unless they're bad.
If you want us to give you advice, if you want to leave us a message for the show, go to speakpipe.com/goodguys. And the more wild it is, just if you really want real advice, if you get honest, we'll probably read it on the show.
Hey, Ben and Josh, fellow moron here. This isn't really a question, but just a follow up to what you guys were talking about with Howie Mandel about the Boy Scouts and selling popcorn. I'm from Indiana, and I was leaving Walmart one day, you know, dropped like $400 on like 6 items, and I'm, you know, minding my own business, walking out, and all of a sudden this little boy pops up just as the double doors open, and he's like, hey, you want to buy some popcorn? And I was like, I don't have any cash on me. So, and they were like, oh, that's fine, you can use your card, we have a chip reader. I'm like, all right, sure, yeah, just give me one bag. And they give me my receipt, over $30 for one bag of popcorn.
Wow.
So I was hustled by those Boy Scouts.
And, shout out, you know, hustle badge.
Moment. Plus dollars for a bag of popcorn to support, I guess, their camping trips. But yeah, just wanted to share that with you guys. Love the podcast. Love that you've gone to 2 episodes a week. You guys are awesome.
That would be funny if there was something called the Hustler Scouts and like the badges you have to get. Like, this is my tax fraud badge.
Here's my badge for ripping off a granny.
this is my womanizing badge.
Well, Perry, I'm so sorry that you were just taken to the cleaners by those 9-year-olds. And all I have to say is, this sounds like when I was emotionally mugged by that man who needed a ticket back to, where was it in New Jersey, Josh? Do you remember?
It was
Tom's River, New Jersey. He said he needed to get back to Tom's River. And I said to him, I don't have any cash. And he said, well, you can go to the bank.
Wow.
And the same way that she said, I don't have any cash. I don't have any cash means I do not want to give you money.
Yeah.
It does not mean I am looking for alternative ways and creative solutions for you to take my money in other ways.
Mm.
If anybody hears, I do not have cash. Everybody knows Venmo exists. Zelle, QuickPay, PayPal, credit card, swipe, chip, insert. We know it exists. I do not have cash means I do not want to give you my cash. So I'm so sorry that this 9-year-old took you to the cleaners. And now you bring up a good point. Where is the money going? Because that bag of popcorn certainly doesn't cost them anywhere near $30. Probably cost them $1. Margins sky high. What are we raising money for?
Maybe they need to do like a little wooden car derby. You know what I'm saying? And they need to buy,
yes,
they need to buy dowels from the Hobby Lobby.
Me and Howie gave you a tough time about the Boy Scouts not selling popcorn. And in fact, the Boy Scouts sell popcorn.
I'm, so yes. I'm guessing this woman, I don't mean to be mean, I think she got a 10. I'm guessing this was a lovely tin of popcorn, and she's, you know, trying to sell it like it was a, you know, a bag of Smart Food white cheddar.
That's true. It was probably something more substantial is what you're
saying.
Yeah,
like something where you keep the tin after and you throw your knickknacks in there.
So it says Scout popcorn is expensive because purchases are typically thought of as donations that support local Scout troops and individual scouting careers. Popcorn profits are split between Trails End, the popcorn brand, the Scout's local council, the troop, and the individual Scouts. So, and all I have to say is this is a scheme.
Everyone's got their hand in the popcorn. Is that what you're saying?
This is a scheme. I want to know where it's going. I want to see how much money Trails End. That name, by the way, that rings a bell.
Yeah.
Trails End. I remember that freaking popcorn, Trails End.
Trails End.
It's absolutely delicious. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You ever had
Girl Scout cookies, Girl Scout popcorn? It's fantastic.
You ever had a Moose Crunch? You know what this is?
Of course I have.
Delish.
Yes.
Delish.
All I have to say, though, keep your nuts out of my popcorn.
Right.
Not actual nuts. Like, I mean, both. Keep your nuts and keep nuts out of my popcorn. I don't like when I get like an almond or a, I don't want that. I don't want
it. Interesting.
If you want to give me the caramel popcorn or the whatever it is, a little chocolate drizzle. I don't like a nut.
Ooh, ooh.
Because when they do too many nuts, it seems to be there's never the appropriate amount of nuts.
That
oh. Whoops. Oh. Oh. We're here. No, we're here. Don't worry. I just kicked the thing. We're all good. I'm here.
Hello? He's passionate. He's passionate.
We're good.
Oh, this reminds me. This is how you
what
remind
that look like on your
me.
Side?
This is how. This is how you remind me of what I really am. Don't leave me alone here.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, Ben.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'll handle this till you come back, Ben. I'm waiting on a different story. This time I'm bringing it. Forever you, my heart will break it. I've been wrong. I've been down to the bottom of every bottle. Here's some
hope.
Okay, gotcha.
That range was good.
Thanks, babe.
That mix belt is great.
Marshall, your belief in me really means the world.
What the hell is going on here? We're fine.
God,
it's like I've been sabotaged.
I took the time to sing all of that Nickelback verse.
So good. I love Nickelback.
Me too, man. I'm tired of them getting shit on.
Yeah, no, they're getting shit on because people are jealous.
Yeah, why? Because they're rich?
Nickelback or Creed?
I like Nickelback just because I'm not into Christian rock.
Oh, do you like The Killers?
No, we've talked about this. You revealed this already.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I have like six things to reveal. So as we continue, I'm just going to keep revealing the same thing. Yeah. Okay. That's
speaking,
cool. Nickelback. Love.
Speaking of popcorn, what is your go-to movie theater order?
Oh, my.
This is a good one.
Oh, my.
Let's start with Marshall. My. Marshall?
Popcorn. The butter is usually vegan, just like an oil.
Because it's fake.
Yeah.
Nice.
Love it. And like a Diet Coke.
Classic.
Yeah. Simple. Easy.
We're going with like a big fat fatty order, I would assume. Yeah. Like, okay, we're going all in. All right, so first I'm getting a popcorn. I'm asking him only to fill it halfway. I'm going to the butter station, buttering, coming back, having him fill the rest of the bag, rebuttering the top.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna get something ice creamy. I really like those bites, those Nestle, like crunch bar bites.
Yeah, like the,
if you know
the
what
bunch
talking
of
about.
Crunch bites.
Yeah. The bunch of crunch bites. Those are fantastic. My favorite thing at the movies, nacho cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I love those chips with a nice amount of cheese. Sometimes if I'm even getting crazy, I'll take some kernels of my popcorn, dunk that in the cheese too. I love, 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 love that fake processed cheese. And then on the chocolate side, I like a bunch of crunch. You know, call me crazy. I like a Twizzler. I really do like a Twizzler. I love a peanut M&M, and everybody's going to roast me for this. I love a Raisinette.
Old school. So does
I love a
so
Raisinette.
Does Barbara Peck. You guys would get on just fine.
So good. So good. Even though I also like, this isn't typically sold in the movie theaters, but I like a leveled up Raisinette. Like I just like a chocolate covered, like those yogurt covered raisins. Oh, I could have 900 of them. Love. What's your movie theater order?
Okay. So first of all, shout out the great comedian, Lisa Lampanelli, who taught me this, and it's the great big girl move. She called it the big girl move, but it's a big boy move. It's a big people move. She's like, you get the popcorn, then you go to the, in most places now you do the butter yourself. And we all know what the butter machine yes. looks like. You get a straw and you attach it like a gas pump to where the butter comes out. Then you fish that all the way down to the bottom of your popcorn and you start spraying that butter and it's going to start filling up the bottom and you slowly pull the popcorn away, literally adding butter to every level of the popcorn. It's popcorn fracking.
It is. Shout out my brother-in-law, Zach. He does this.
God bless
him. And the first time I saw him do it, I was like, oh my God, this is insanity. But truthfully, it is so freaking genius. Otherwise, all your popcorn isn't buttered. You have a lot of dry. You have a lot too wet.
You bring up such a good point, Ben, and I will finish my order, but Zach did that, and I bet what you said in your head was, my kind of guy. We're going to be,
for sure.
We're going to be all right, you and me, Zach.
Yeah.
What are some other signs like that? Like mine is also when someone goes, should we order a couple things for the table? Or should we all just order and we'll all share? Like when someone goes, you know what? I like my own meal. I go, we're not going to have a fun day together. This isn't going to work. We're too different.
No, absolutely. Too different. What are some things that, you know, just a complaint? I like to hear a complaint out of somebody's mouth. If somebody is too optimistic, they're too happy-go-lucky. You know, I'm thinking to myself, this isn't going to work. I need somebody that goes through life with a critical eye and isn't afraid to make some light of it, you know? Life's tough. We gotta laugh.
Yes. KiwiCo, KiwiCo. Everybody loves KiwiCo in my house. Look, my sons are 5 and 1.5, and KiwiCo is built for them because there's always something new for kids to discover, like engineering robots or learning about science or ice cream, the science of ice cream, perhaps. Look, KiwiCo is a once monthly delivery that comes to your house, and it delivers seriously fun learning for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Recently, my son got to basically create an entire costume with a cape and all this cute felt and all these great, like, basically it keeps them busy long enough. It's something they can do that's challenging, but not too challenging, where they're asking you every second for your help. And you don't feel bad about it because it's engineered by teachers, by scientists, like by people who really know how to get your kid's mind working. And they can discover real science, technology, engineering, art, and math concepts through fun hands-on projects. What more could you want as a parent? And there's something for kids of all ages, which is really important. And there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code GOODGUYS. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code GOODGUYS. I'm also a big walker talker. Like if someone's like, you know, we're here, instead of sitting around, why don't we just go walk and have this conversation? I'm like, thank you.
Love. Absolutely love. I can't sit. I can't sit anywhere. The only time I sit is when we podcast.
You have spilkes.
We should try Should we try an episode of the podcast walking?
Yeah, definitely. And also Tim Ferriss, when he was interviewing Rick Rubin, they did it in a sauna.
New speak pipe? No.
Please, let's hear from, it's the person's email, so maybe they don't want me to share. So let's just say anonymous.
Hi, good guys. Loyal moron over here. I would love to get your advice on how to get over an ick. For some context, I know you guys are always wanting context to give your most credible advice. I'm a 21-year-old girl living in Boston, Jewish, in college. I've been seeing this guy for about a month, a little over a month now, super casually, no labels. And I got the ick last week because his gym posts photos of him. They post like all of their gym members every day and not the most flattering photos while you're working out. So I saw those and just like got the ick. I'm also traveling this next week, so I'm not going to see him. So there's like this awkward distance. And I just want to hear my favorite guy's advice on how to get over the ick. And I've been meaning to send a speak pipe for a while, but honestly didn't have enough life problems to send one in, Baruch Hashem, but God has graced me so that I can send you a speak pipe. So thanks for all the advice. Love you both dearly.
Wow.
BH, Baruch Hashem.
One winner.
It kind of went in a different direction than I expected, because the ick to me was the fact that he's on the gym's socials with, like, posing.
But she said,
but it sounds to me like she has the ick because he didn't look good.
She said they take pictures every day. And if it's unflattering, I would imagine it's in work during the workout. I've been to those gyms where they're trying to build their social and they'll like take a video of you on the rowing machine and you're like curled over and you got a little belly hanging over the side of your sweatpants.
Yeah, but like, why is she looking at his gym social media account?
Well, he's probably sharing the photos or, and you know how it is. Once you see something like that, you're like, you become a fatalist and you're like, well, now that I know it's bad, I got to keep looking.
Oh, so you share your opinion first because you seem to be on the side of, you understand the ick.
Look, here's what I'll say first. At 21, you are going to be consumed by the ick because you have nothing else to worry about. And that's okay. And you're young and your skin is tight, 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 tight. And you got your whole life ahead of you. Suddenly, in your late 20s, early 30s, that high ick radar is replaced by something we call desperation and a nice wave of settling. And suddenly it's not so ick anymore. Now it's like, well, he has a job and, you know, his hairline is only slightly receding. I think he's the one for me. So icks are hard to get over when you're that young. I actually find it refreshing when someone doesn't look great working out because I assume they're working out hard and they're
totally,
they're not like consumed with having the perfect fit and having like the perfect pose as they're working out. Like, God bless those people, but I'm surely not one. So I kind of like that he works hard.
Yeah, it's not his fault that the gym is taking pictures of him and posting them. You should have an ick towards the gym.
Right.
It's the gym's fault. It's not his fault. He's there trying to get in an honest workout, trying to pump some iron, look good for his girl. So just drop the ick. Unless you don't want him to work out anymore, that's the other option. Like, you could tell him leave the gym, but if he's being posted on his gym social, he's probably there pumping iron, taking some injections, getting big.
Yeah, peptides, DECA.
Yeah, all the things. I don't know, lose the ick. Get over it. Transfer the ick to the gym. To the gym, the ick is on the gym.
And what I would say, so true, great point, Ben, because what gym doesn't have harsh fluorescent lighting and like, and it sounds like it's probably if they're taking pictures of you, he's not at an Equinox, right? He's probably at like a class, like a CrossFit or something. So it definitely doesn't have like the beautiful mood lighting of the Great Equinox.
You don't have to sign something to be featured in the gym's marketing and promotional materials. Sounds like a lawsuit.
Could be. But yeah, I'm sure the lighting is harsh. And all I can say is if you can get over an ick, do it. Because I promise you, you have icks. And he's trying to get over them too. And maybe we see less ick. Nevertheless, we all have them. We all got to get over them.
Speaking of a lawsuit, Josh, you know our beautiful billboards that are up of us portraying lawyers?
Sure. Lawyer are ads? We being sued? Is this how you're telling me?
No, we put up those ads at the end of the year. They were only supposed to run through the end of the year. They're still up. They're still up. It's unbelievable. They're still up in Boston. They're still up in New York. I got a couple of DMs yesterday. This girl, she said that she almost crashed looking at the one in Boston. She was so excited. She went to take a picture. She almost crashed her car. So this is a warning. It's very exciting to see our billboards. Please don't crash.
Yes.
Please
so
don't
true.
Crash. It's not worth it to pull over on the side of the road, take your picture, but be very careful. Please don't crash.
Thank you for saying it. And I just can't believe they haven't been defaced with anti-Semitic stuff.
Too high. That's why we didn't pick anything on the ground level. Too high. Too high. They need to hop out of their anti-Semitic helicopter.
I love that.
And
can you imagine someone repelled out of hate? That's a lot of dedication.
It is. Absolutely. No, that's why we didn't pick anything on the ground level. Actually, no, we have the ones in New York on the ground level. I'm also surprised that they haven't been defaced. It would be cool if they were defaced. Then we'd come in. We'd have a whole moment. Honestly, do it.
Don't do it.
Good for press.
That would be funny if billboard companies had different heights depending on whether or not you're Jewish. So
I recommend at least 25
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, 20 feet are standard, but if both of your parents are Jewish, I'd go 30 and above.
Uh.
Etsy for my besties, just saying. Look, Good Guys listeners, I am here to tell you that there's no reason to panic. The next time you're searching for the perfect gift, now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Now, it's easy to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life, like the pickleballer or the Zen seeker, the artist, the influencer. Yikes, who would want to be an influencer? The runner, the sports fan, the writer, you know, the creative kid. I've got a couple of those. Look, the truth is that whether it's something giftable for your home, I recently got this thing that we've hung up, and my wife is very specific on her taste, the things she likes, and she's just not a mass market gal. And I love that bespoke, you know, just homegrown touch of the things I buy on Etsy. And whether it's necklaces, bracelets, toys, whatever it is, Etsy's got you covered. So I really think if you have a gifting moment that's around the corner, well, it's always around the corner, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a holiday, or even just a day to say thank you, Gift Mode on Etsy has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. I'm telling you, Etsy's got you covered. So if you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
All right, let's hear from our next person, Anonymous.
Hey, good guys. Biggest moron of all time over here. I do have advice that I need, but bear with me. I just finished your newest episodes with Matt Friend and David Krumholtz, and these were just such significant people for me, and Jake Johnson with New Girl. I just wanted to say that I've never seen a podcast so beautifully organized and orchestrated to the point where I saw Jake Johnson, thought about Dave Krumholtz, went to his Instagram and saw that Matt Friend just recently interviewed David Krumholtz. So I thought that was just beautiful and well done, guys. Moving on. I do have a bit of a pickle. Basically, I'm just wondering if you guys would ever approve of one of your friends dating someone that you used to date. What's our take on that? How do we feel? Let me know. Thank you. Love you guys.
Wow. First of all, every single speak pipe should start like that. Just a list of things we're doing right. How much you appreciate us.
Love it.
5 stars. If I could rate you and your podcast, I give you 5 stars.
Love you. Love it. What do you think?
Oh, man. This is a tough one because my gut is telling me there are plenty of fish in the sea. Why do you need to date this girl that your friend also dated?
Mm.
That said, could be a really lovely girl. And it's not her fault that maybe you were a schmuck. These circumstances, it's tough, but I think that ideally, if there was a strong love between a friend and his now ex-girlfriend, I do think that if possible, friends shouldn't date friends' exes. There are obviously extenuating circumstances where there was a really wonderful connection, but there's always going to be that thought in the back of your mind, like, were they always in love even when we were dating? And I just don't know if it's that important, or is it more important than the friendship that you have? Because it could cost you the friendship.
Right.
Right? So I would say that if you can avoid it, you should.
Solid. I agree. But, you know, the truth is, I think if it ended well, then you gotta, like, if someone scorned you, they turned out to be a bad person, you surely don't want them back in your life, especially dating someone you love. But if they're both good people and they weren't your person, I think eventually you gotta be like, well, give it a try. Because it's amazing that when I've dated someone and then we've broken up, like, you're heartbroken. And then when you do eventually get over it, that person, like, it's like you never knew them. Or like what you knew was the version at that time of that person as it related to you. And they kind of become a whole new person for someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. New connections.
Just saying.
New connections.
Our new podcast here on Dear Media, New Connections.
That we could chart top. What section would we be in?
Sex, date, and romance. I think that was on Craigslist. That was like a thing, misconnection. So if you like made eye contact with someone on a bus and you were like, like we shared a moment, it was charged. You could go to Craigslist and write, We were on the Crosstown bus on 59th Street today at 10:30, and we made eye contact, and I felt something, and I feel like you did too. And if so, email me. And sometimes that person, yeah, babe.
Creep-creeperoo.
Creep alert.
Ooh, that's creepy. Ooh.
Hardcore.
Ooh. I can't even imagine how many people just went on there and pretended to be on that bus. Ooh, I just got a shiver down my spine. Oh, yeah, I remembered seeing you, you gorgeous lady. Let's meet. Terrible. Oof.
Yes.
Oof.
Woo. And you start like making up fake details. Like, I was sitting next to the guy who was singing Aerosmith for money. And they're like, that didn't happen. All right, next one from, we do have an update, a SpeakPipe update that some people might not remember, but I believe it was the Jake Johnson episode where someone called in talking about how his friend was making fun of him for maybe being overweight or something. And he thought it was really rude. And he said, should I make fun of his hairline or just his big ugly face? And well, apparently his friend's a listener as well.
And wow.
The friend has reached out. Let's hear from Matthew, friend.
So my friend the other day called, and he called because I laughed at his face and called him fat. And then he attacked me and said I had an ugly face and a receding hairline. And I would like to be transparent and say, and my face is his opinion, and I think it's beautiful, and many others do. And my hairline is simply maturing. It is not receding. Now, what I will say is that boy ordered a 20-piece McNugget because it was on sale for $5. And yes, I did make fun of him for being fat, but I could have made fun of him for being a Jew because he only ate that because it was on sale. So you guys think I'm bad, but I'm not. I'm helping him. And he did lose 15 pounds after I made that comment. So you're welcome, okay?
Oh my god, I've had our demographic wrong the whole time. Oh my god,
people,
I can't believe
they hate listening. Ben, we're winning. We are winning.
I could have called him a Jew. I just decided to call him fat instead.
Oh my God, that was the greatest thing I've ever heard. Okay, so, wow, what to do with this?
First of all,
I'm speechless.
Be a little bit more careful with you publicly admitting that you were going to call your friend a Jew for a very stereotypical colloquialism.
But he didn't. He could have.
He could have. Fair enough.
And by the way, a 20-piece McNugget, it's light.
Light work.
Yeah, look, if you're going to McDonald's and you're in the mood, you go in there for 40, get a couple sauces, go to town,
yeah.
Finish, contemplate killing yourself after. That's the experience.
Take your shirt off, eat it off your chest.
That's the experience.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was a lot. My breath has been taken away.
I think he has a fair point. I mean, granted, to your point, Ben, my son recently told me, he's 5. He said, Dad, I need to tell you something important. I go, what is it, son? He goes, the chicken nugget Happy Meal at McDonald's, it's not enough nuggets. And I said, okay. He goes, so I think I would like to do a 10-piece now, and then also the fries and apple slices that comes, and the toy that comes with the Happy Meal. I'm like, okay, we can make that happen. Like, your dad's successful. But he's 5, and he wants to take down a 10-piece. So, you know, this guy's fat friend taking down 20, that ain't no thing.
It's nothing. It's nothing. I like that he said that his hairline is maturing. I need a picture of this guy. I need a picture of this Jew-hating rat bastard. Oh, my God. But look, he's a listener. We love him. Honestly, I can't believe the breadth of listeners.
I'll tell you.
It's fantastic.
With love and respect, both these guys sound awful, and you deserve each other.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
So.
You do. And I'm happy that you could both love this podcast.
Yes. We are a bridge.
They sit at their clan meeting listening to Good Guys with a 20-piece McNugget.
Oh my God. Here, we should look at a story because I found another one that I think is pretty funny. Inside the strange mix of passengers on an all-nude cruise, 60% unattractive. A man who stripped down to set sail on a week-long nude cruise is speaking out about his fellow flesh-flashing passengers. The 67-year-old, who has not disclosed her identity, took to Reddit to reveal he hit the high seas with his wife on a bare necessities cruise that departed from Tampa and went through the Caribbean. He said, "I just disembarked from a 2,000-person nude cruise. Ask me anything." He wrote, "Cruises seem to be for people who like to eat and lie around. So there were a lot of large people," the man admitted. "Also, most people don't seem to be comfortable being nude in public until later in life. So the crowd was older. I'd say 20% attractive, 20% average, 60% unattractive." That sounds like a good ratio to me.
It sounds like the ratio of life. Like, I'd say 60% of people are unattractive.
Yeah. So,
wow, a nude cruise. The name of the cruise is Bare Necessities. I love it.
It's so good.
So good. What a name. A nude cruise. Should we do a nude good guys cruise?
I keep going. Talk more. Let's flesh it out.
It's morons.
Yeah.
Morons can buy tickets. They come. They meet us. We do a live pod on the cruise. Right. Everybody's naked. And it's an all you can eat, all you can drink, all you can schmooze. We invite that guy with the receding hairline that hates Jews and his friend that's ordering the 20-piece McNugget.
Yes, they'll be our headliners.
They'll be our headliners. And yeah, that's it. That's all I got so far.
What do you think of, I've been to a nude beach before. I wasn't nude, but we were in Hawaii and our friend Jordana grew up there. And she's like, "Oh, like if we go around these rocks, like there's a nude part of the beach." And I was like, "Oh, is it rude if we walk over there, like not nude?" And she was like, "No, you can, as long as you're not, you know, disrespectful." And we went and it was so uneventful.
It is uneventful because they're just so comfortable, you know, like that's not what you want to see. You want to see something that you weren't supposed to see, but this you're supposed to see. There's no mystery. There's no intrigue. There's no nothing. You're just nude. And honestly, I would be terrified. Can you imagine tanning nude? What if you sunburn your wiener?
I know that would be really scary. I've done some naked tanning beds before, and I'm very careful of that region, much more than my face.
But you've done tanning beds?
I have.
Really? Really? What was that like?
I've had to do nude scenes in movies, and so you don't want to have any weird tan lines. I didn't show my junk, but like, you know, like where they see like the side of you or your butt, truly mostly because I don't want to show my pepperoni nips. So I say to the director, "Hey, listen, it's been a long road for me. Okay. Okay. You know what I've been through. So let's pick some flattering angles. Can we?" And they usually show me grace.
Belly button down. Belly button
down.
Yeah,
I would be happy with it. I either want to be neck up or belly button down.
Yeah. I want to be neck up or calf down.
Right.
I'll do just a profile of my calves. My feet. I'll do calves and feet.
Love it.
Calves and feet are good. The thighs are still in a transitional phase. They'll be there soon.
Great.
They'll be there soon. Should we do a What Are You Nuts?
Yeah, we should. But just to end that, none of that exhibitionist nude beaches and like, and you know, there you hear about it in LA that there are these like sex parties. There was this thing called Sanctum for a long time. It probably still exists. I'm never going to get it now. I'm giving it away. But but of like, you know, like people go, some people go to participate. Other people just go to watch. And even scarier than participating to me seems like watching. Because then you're just that weird person near the wall.
That's no. If you're a watcher at a sex party, out.
Crazy.
Dead. Too creepy. What's wrong with you? Go home.
I know, but it's like encouraged. And like, and these parties are high end, so everyone's in tuxedos and they're wearing masks.
God. It sounds like an episode of like Gossip Girl.
It'd be funny if I got a mask with my face on it. So people are like, "Who's the guy in the Josh Peck fan mask?"
Yeah.
It's your boy. do you have your What Are You Nuts?
So my What Are You Nuts moment of the week. I've been very into bottled water recently. Mm. Very into bottled water. I like going to a restaurant, Some people would say it's wasteful. New York taps, fantastic. I would agree. But sometimes it's nice. You know, you want to treat yourself. You get a nice bottle of Aquapana. You get something that makes you feel a little something. It's also always just fantastic water. I'm a big hydration fan. Love good water. I go to the restaurant. I order a bottle of water. Waiter comes over. Two glasses of ice. Pours the water over the ice. What are you, nuts? I ordered bottled water. You serve it with tap ice. I thought that was crazy. It's the ice came from the same place that the tap water comes from. You're not making Aquapana ice. And by the way, big idea, Aquapana, you should make ice for your premium accounts. But you're not making Aquapana ice. You're coming, giving me water that was made from ice that was made from tap water and then pouring bottled water over it when really that's just expensive tap.
Interesting. I like that. Okay.
You're like, okay.
Well, thank you for that, Moneybags.
All right, Jack Victor.
That's right. So I recently was at a friend's birthday party and they had a performer there. And as the kids love. Now, I've recently found out that the Disney Corporation, they're so good. They're so on it that you can't have a Mickey performer at your birthday because the rights and likeness are owned by Disney. But you can have a Mackie Mouse or a Mokey Mouse. This guy came to this two-year-old's birthday party in a full, like, off-brand Mickey Mouse costume, like, as if, like, a lawyer from Disney was going to crash into the party and knock over the juice boxes and go, "You, sir, are under arrest." And he's talking in the voice, but it's talking in the voice. It's a little different. And like everything, it was like Bizarro World Mickey. I was like, what are you, nuts? Like, take nuts. A chance. Either be Mickey or don't.
It's like those Mickeys from Times Square.
Yeah, it was weird.
Those are a frightening sight. Very weird for a kid's party. What is the risk? You're really worried about being sued by Disney? For having a child's birthday party, Mickey showing up? You're right. That's nuts. And nuts. Is he a lawyer?
I don't know, but Mackie Mouse put on a hip-hop show. And let me tell you, yes. Mickey could never. Mackie Mouse kind of leveled up.
Mackie Mouse.
What's up, y'all? God. I'm Jerry the Gerbil. take us home, Ben.
Oh, man, this has been great. Listen to all of our episodes, Spotify, Apple. Watch us on YouTube, Josh's podcast. Josh's podcast. Watch us on Josh's YouTube. You got to watch us. It's so much more fun when you see us interacting. But of course, I'm not going to discourage you from listening. Share our clips, the Good Guys Instagram account, Good Guys TikTok. If you're not following our TikTok and Instagram, what are you, nuts? You got to engage with them, share them. And Mondays and Thursdays, folks, every Mondays and Thursdays, you get new episodes. Me and Josh, us and some guests that you like, us and some guests that you hate. You know, just listen to all of it. It's fantastic. And we love you. See you next time.
Love you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.